This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, a guy who started the year in high A and has rocketed through the Twin system makes his major league debut tonight as Zebby Matthews gets the ball with the Twins, looking to make it two in a row against the Royals and in the process claim the season series versus KC. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. Tonight would have been Joe Ryan's spot in the rotation. You know, the guy who's a perfect 6-0 in his career against Kansas City, but who is also done for the season. So Matthews gets his call to the show and dropped right into the middle of a pennant race. A lot of excitement and anticipation around Zebby, the Twins' eighth round pick in 2022, basically living out of a suitcase this season. He started at high A Cedar Rapids, quickly found his way to double A Wichita, and then had been in triple A St. Paul the past 3 weeks. Matthews is 6-3 with a 2.60 ERA and just 7 walks in 97 innings combined between the three stops. He is going to have 20-plus family and friends here at Target Field this evening to watch his debut. Seth Lugo gets the ball for KC. The All-Star is 13-6 with a 2.72 ERA on the season. He's 1-0 this year and in his career against the Twins. Now, the Twins created some distance between themselves and the third-place Royals last night. Let's rewind to Game 1 of this series. Bobby Witt Jr. homered off of Pablo Lopez in the top of the first to make it 1-0. And then a rough second for Pablo, which began with MJ Melendez reaching on catcher's interference. Lopez would throw 33 pitches, but allowed only one unearned run, so it was 2-0 heading to the home half. Brady Singer retired the first two Twins, and then the wheels fell off. The next six guys reached, including 5 hits in a row, highlighted by this big swing from Willy Castro with 2 on.
2-1 hit high in the air to right field. Renfro looking at it, let it go, let it soar, let it fly, and it's gone. A 3-run home run for Willy Castro.
Yeah, that made it 4-2. Willie's 9th of the season. It tied his career high. Royce Lewis contributed a 2-run homer, and the Twins led 6-2 after 2. Pablo allowed 3 runs in 6 innings. The Twins added 2 in the 7th, which was big because that saved some of the bigger arms in the bullpen. 8-3 was the final. The Twins 66-52, second place in the division. Kansas City 1.5 games back at 65-54. One more victory for the Twins against the Royals this season will give them the season series and the tiebreaker. For more on tonight, we are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. We say hello to Chris Atterbury, Dan Gladden. Danny, I'm going to start with you. Zebby, Matthew starting. We all know how much we love guys that prefer to go by their middle name or a variation of it and make a nice long career out of it for them. Danny, the excitement's really, really there with this guy, the young righty, going tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it here tonight, just watching a lot of video and what I could find on him. All the strikeouts, doesn't walk anybody, but all the strikeouts were on high fastballs. Is that going to play here? I was able to go a little bit deeper down to the double-A, you know, kind of a fast-track guy, A, double-A, and the triple-A. He does have a slider, and that is a devastating pitch as well. Does have a curveball and does have a changeup, but mostly I think it's just going to be high fastballs and the slider here tonight.
And nothing sweepy about it. He was throwing like a sweeper. He didn't like it, wasn't comfortable with it. He came to the Twins pitching folks and said, let's try to get a little more depth. And it's a slider and a hard cutter that he'll throw as well. The last guy to go, last Twins pitcher to get from Cedar Rapids to Target Field this fast was Ricky Nolasco. And he met a couple of state patrolmen on the way. So this was quite a journey for Zebby Matthews to go Cedar Rapids, Wichita, St. Paul, Minnesota.
The other thing that I think he has, and he has mound presence. The guy is a big kid out there.
He's huge.
He's got thick legs. He looks very athletic. And he's a workhorse. And good mechanics, comes right over the top. I'm looking forward to this here tonight.
And, Dan, you mentioned the arm swing, and I'm glad you did because he's so big, and sometimes those guys get a real long arm. It doesn't look like that to me when he throws the ball.
Pretty athletic, pretty free and easy when he delivers that ball.
Keeps his form and his motion out there. You know, the other thing about it, though, that just really resonates is this guy was not on the radar down in spring training. The guy wasn't in the big league camp. You guys didn't see him pitch even to mop up some innings of spring training games. And all of a sudden, here he is on August 13th in the middle of teams battling for the pennant race. I just feel like this is a great story.
Well, it's what you want, guys, to play their way into the team's plans, and that's what he's done. He's gone to the velo camp after being drafted out of Western Carolina. He picked up some velocity. He's done everything they've asked in terms of getting his body where they wanted to be. You mentioned big and strong.
Yes.
He put the work in on the secondary pitches. Then he went out and just got a bunch of people out, and that's what you have to do. That's the best way to get to the big league.
He's 24 years old, and he's probably he acts a lot more mature than just that. Sometimes when you get a younger player, you're just excited. He's got just raw ability. This guy here looks like he's got something that he's a little bit more polished than you might see some of the other younger players.
Unfortunately, Buxton not behind him today in center field. Manny Margot gets the start. Chris Rocco didn't really add too much more to where we were last night when Byron had to leave the game and just said day-to-day.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be a little bit of a shroud of mystery as to what's going on physically, and they don't want the Royals or other people to speculate, and we're just going to have to wait. I mean, and we'd love to watch Byron play. He's been fantastic since Carlos went out carrying the load offensively. But Danny, the theme of this team, whether it's Zebby Matthews or Manny in center today, is the next guy up has performed. It's happened whether it was Jose Miranda, whether it was Trevor Larnach, whether it was Brooks Lee, whether it was Austin Martin. And as somebody once told me, the game doesn't stop for anybody. So if a guy's hurt, somebody else better hop on the carousel.
You know, I had a little discussion last night with somebody regarding they thought Bailey Ober didn't have his best up. I said I thought he did. I thought he just had one bad inning. And that was in, I think, the second inning when he threw the multiple 28, 20, 30 pitches. Other than that, he was lights out. And sometimes you see it through a different lens. But I look for this kid here tonight, Matthews, to be able to kind of come out here and establish himself. This is a good Kansas City ball club. They don't walk. He doesn't walk anybody. They put the ball in play. They don't strike out. This is going to be a good matchup for him.
It was Pablo Lopez last night, and I believe that conversation he had with the guy, you were maybe glaring a little bit too during that conversation.
Probably.
It was a side-eye conversation.
We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit ticasino.com to plan your visit. Zebby Matthews makes his MLB debut tonight, but as Rocco says, the team had him on the taxi squad and at the ballpark yesterday.
Yeah, we get him here a day early. He probably less than anyone really. He's been around our group less. He, you know, not in major league camp. Young guy, you know, moving levels, you know, over the course of the season. There's a lot going on for him in a short period of time. But yesterday was about acclimating, was about getting in here, getting comfortable, sitting down with the staff, sitting down with his teammates, looking around. You know, he's gonna probably learn a lot in the future, probably not everything yet to this point, but he's ready to pitch. I mean, this is a guy that's seen a lot of different things already this year. This will be the biggest and the brightest, but he's already done a lot this year, and he's succeeded at every step.
Yeah, Brooks Lee, David Festa, the only guys Zebby really knew before spending yesterday around the team in the clubhouse. We are going to hear from Zebby later, as well as from some of the guys who played with him in St. Paul. Also on the show, Mike Petriello talks about how the Royal superstar shortstop has opposing pitchers at wit's end this season, and more from the manager. This series versus the Royals is brought to you by Minnesota Oncology. Expect cancer care close to home. Stay tuned for more here in your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.